Raspberry Pi is about the size of a credit card, and it's green, not red, as you might expect because of its name. It actually looks like a small circuit board. The lack of frills, such as casing, make it cheap, about $35, yet it operates as do some larger computers.
It has ports and interfaces so that you can hook it up to a computer monitor or TV so that you can hook it up to the network so you can add a keyboard and a mouse.
Eric Berna is a software engineer by trade, but in his spare time, he's a Raspberry Pi enthusiast. I found him working on it at Milwaukee Makerspace in Bayview, an old warehouse hobbyists use. Berna is trying to get his Raspberry Pi to interface with the GPS system in hopes of creating what he envisions as a roving mascot.
The thought is that we would make a device that people can take with them when they go traveling somewhere, whether it's to Paris or to Muguanago. And it would record where it's gone and take a picture of where it's been and then report back to a website that we'd maintain at the makerspace.
Berna says he's still very early in the development and isn't sure what the finished product will look like.
Thinking something that will look a little cute and unthreatening so that we can travel with it and doesn't scare the TSA agents.
Berna says Raspberry Pi allows him to design things without a lot of expense. He claims the tiny machine has more capacity than the space capsule that landed on the moon in 1968. Marquette University computer science professor Dennis Brilow is also impressed.
As these computers become ever smaller and ever more powerful and ever cheaper all at the same time, I think a lot of what's next entails us realizing applications where we can use computers now.
Brilow says even 5 years ago, today's digital possibilities were unthinkable because of the cost of computers and their limitations. Today, his students are building their own small operating system for Raspberry Pi to replace the one it usually runs on, Linux. The operating system is the foundational layer of the machine that enables its parts to communicate. Then people can use it to create programs or games or apps. The professor says the student's system can also serve as a teaching tool because of its simplicity.
We have a small educational operating system that's much, much smaller than Linux or Windows or OS X that is very useful for teaching courses on how these kinds of software systems work. So we've been working on transferring our existing system because we think other colleges and high schools that want to use our curriculum materials and our software will be much more able to do that with the Raspberry Pi.
What Raspberry Pi does, according to Brilow, is remove the intimidation factor for students. He hopes the low-cost gadget enables schools to turn out more qualified computer science graduates. Back at Milwaukee Makerspace, it's clear that Raspberry Pi does not daunt Eric Berna's son. 10-year-old Damien says he loves almost everything about his.
Actually, it pretty good. You don't care about the speed of it or anything like that. It's kind of slow, but for the operating system, it's pretty optimized.
Who knows? Maybe Damien will one day come up with a use for Raspberry Pi that changes lives. Until then, he says he's busy learning the ins and outs of computer programming. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.